Welcome to Pathways Podcast to Pathways 105.
Episode 105.
Yes, we are Steveless.
We are. And we forgot Steve on a stick.
We may be making an appearance here in a little bit, though.
We will see.
If he shows up, we'll put him in place.
We will. I think the mullet wig needs a Steve on a stick.
It does.
So, just saying.
Here we are the week after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
At my house. We finally are allowed to turn on Christmas lights.
That's right.
We're allowed to play Christmas music.
Yep.
And Christmas threw up in our house this last weekend.
That's great. So, the question is, are you allowed to listen to any Christmas music that you want?
No, but I do anyway. Or... I have a particular...
Do not sing.
Oh. I thought you were. She was getting mad at me about something, but I won't sing. But I'll say, I have a draw to Aaron Neville.
Uh huh.
His vibrato is amazing. So I put him on around the house just to annoy the heck out of my wife.
To which sometime. I think that we should mention that your wife at the staff meeting yesterday asked everyone, "Do you know what rhymes with devil?"
And on behalf of Aaron Neville, I took offense to that. And if he's watching this podcast, which he might, you never know.
Who knows? We do talk about him a lot.
That's going to hurt his heart a little bit.
Good.
But I just want Aaron Neville to know that I really enjoy his music.
Yes,
and
you do.
His vibrato. And I go around my house mimicking it all the time.
My kids
love it. So, and in fact, I've got a couple of videos somewhere on my phone of me turning on the music and my wife just like staring at me and giving
right.
me this evil
like,
eye.
What are you doing?
But we got
Christmas
everything.
Lights are on. That's good.
Yeah. I stopped by your house yesterday and noticed there's no lights up.
Nope. There's no lights up this year. There's no tree yet. There's nothing.
Marcy.
I know.
What is happening?
I know. It's our, we're doing a little work on our kitchen and our flooring and... So,
do you have a kitchen outside?
No, but until things get done inside, nothing.
I'm just saying,
going to happen outside.
I'm gonna drive through there at night and see
we
all
only
these
have
houses.
So many hours in the day.
The neighborhood's lit up, and then there's just one dark house.
You know what was kind of funny was for a while the houses across the street from us all had Christmas lights and all looked amazing and were just really great. And then the houses on our side of the street, nobody put up Christmas lights. So it was just kind of funny because when day I realized everybody that's on our side of the street looks at all of the houses with all the Christmas lights and everybody that actually put up all the Christmas lights looks at all the houses without the Christmas lights. So that's just kind of how it goes.
Well, you got
we're in the middle of a little remodel project.
3 weeks.
So yes, I'm just, if we get a tree up this year, I'm going to be happy. So we will get a tree up, but I just don't know when or where.
If not,
our house is a mess right now.
We've got a tree up in the staff calf.
We do, yes.
And a couple of staff members went out and bought ornaments.
Yes, they did.
Ornaments that represented each staff member.
They did, yes.
What did you get?
I know it's shocking, but I had a little mug with an M on it. It was a tea mug and not a coffee mug.
And it's going to be just like that mug because you're never going to drink out of that one on the Christmas tree.
On the tree, I would just like you to notice that it was empty. It was empty.
Nobody really knows if there's anything in that anyway.
There is. It's actually cherry tea today. So
where's your tea bag?
You can, like, see it. It's right there. It's. It doesn't have... See? There's my tea bag. Have to prove it.
Well,
why don't you tell us about your ornament that was on the tree?
I'm going to give a little context, just like Steve gave some context on Sunday for the message.
Right. Well, there's context behind mine, too, that you always make fun of me that I don't drink my tea on the podcast. So,
because that's truth.
Well, it's cooling. By the time the podcast is done, then it'll be ready.
I don't know how many full mugs of tea we've dumped out.
You have not dumped out any full mugs of tea. None. I will drink it later.
She'll drink it later.
I will.
You should just brew cold tea. Anyway, I got an ornament of a dumbbell because, and it says something about sweating in the workout because every time I come up, we have staff meetings every Tuesday. And I usually work out before the staff meeting and I come right up and I always get accused of stinking because I'm so sweaty.
Yep.
But...
And... And the towel in your office. You need to tell the people about the towel in your office.
For the complainers.
The office that you
share. I bought a towel. I went out and bought a towel. Three other ladies. I went out and bought a towel because I rinse off my stinky head after every workout in the shower. And then I wipe it off, which it's clean water, which I don't understand why.
Sweat.
People say it's a stinky towel now. But anyway, I got accused of having a stinky towel because I use it to dry off my clean head. And so I cut off a piece of the towel and put it on the Christmas
morning. You did. Because we said you're a little barbell there. It needs a towel on it. Yeah. So you put a little towel on the barbell and there it is. Yeah. So it's
but
perfect.
It was fun. I think, who it's was good. It? Alicia and Jamie went out.
Yep.
And
got that all going. So
that was good. So let's talk about Thanksgiving real quick.
Yeah.
How was Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was great. How about you?
It was different this year. No, last year we actually had Thanksgiving together.
We did, yes.
And
our family came over and
yeah, we had kind of a church family Thanksgiving. And
yep.
This year, my family, my side of the family, went to Colorado to visit my sister and mm-hmm. do Thanksgiving with her and her new place that she got out there. And so we were going to do it with Trisha's side of the family, but Trisha wasn't feeling well. So we just stayed home and had Thanksgiving together as our own little family of five, which, you know,
it's good.
We really missed getting together with family, but at the same time, it was pretty stress-free, and it was just kind of fun to just not have an agenda and be stressed out about cooking and baking, even though we still did do that, but it was good. We hung out, played a lot of games with the kids, and watched some movies, and it was
Did Gracie was do good. Any baking? Gracie's quite the baker in your
she
house.
She is the baker, and what did she bake? So Addie actually baked a chocolate pudding cake.
Oh.
That was really good.
That sounds good.
And served it with ice cream, and it was really good. And what did Gracie, I think, helped with some of the Thanksgiving food,
mm-hmm.
but she is our little baker. And then Gideon
helped eat it all.
Yeah. Gideon helped make pancakes one day. I think that's his big thing.
That's good, but
no, it was really good. And it was a good time to just to sit and be thankful too.
Very good.
But
yeah.
Yeah, and then we were going to go out to Colorado, but then I remembered I'm preaching at the Thanksgiving Eve service.
Right. So you're like, I think I should be there.
Yes.
Yes.
So I can't go. But
well, that's
yeah.
good. Yeah.
And you
that's
guys
great. Yep.
meet we, up with family?
Yep. We went to my parents' house on Thanksgiving Day and had a lunch there, and that was great. And then we went to Todd's parents on Sunday afternoon for Thanksgiving lunch, and so that was good too. So
yeah.
We had gone to the Thanksgiving Eve service, and so that
was
great message that night, and
yeah, no,
good
that was
time to reflect and think about thankfulness and all of that. So
yeah, I think that's something, you know, that we don't do enough of.
Mm-hmm.
I think the busyness of life, and I think even, you know, I said in my message, I think there's a lot of things that we take for granted in everyday life that are really comforts that we enjoy here in America that other countries don't.
Mm-hmm.
have.
Right.
And it was a good time for me as I was working through the message to think about those things and give thanks to God for it. And, you know, all throughout scripture, as I was reading and studying about thankfulness and Thanksgiving, is like the vast majority of thankfulness in scripture is to God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, there's some instances in some of Paul's letters to the churches, you know, that he gives thanks to them for support or for supporting someone that he sent. But the vast majority of it, and I think it was over 95%, was to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I know me personally, a lot of times, most of my thankfulness is directed towards other people.
Yep.
As a, you know, just a gesture, a kind gesture, as opposed to just a thankful heart to God for thanking him. And even for those people that I'm thankful for,
right.
you know, whatever they do. And so it was just a good reminder for me.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So, and I closed the message for you too on Thanksgiving. And so as I was listening to the message, and then we were in that time of worship, and I was just kind of praying about how to close and what to leave people with. And I just felt like there was just this piece that, you know, this heart posture of thanksgiving and of giving thanks for all the things in our life, but that's a piece that God wants us to take with us.
Yeah.
And so you know, as we enter into December and the Advent season, and, you know, I think typically things get really busy and, you know, you have all these extra things added to your schedule that maybe revolve around, you know, get togethers or whatever it is. But just in the midst of that, of really being a people of thanksgiving and praise and giving thanks to God, because it's that heart posture that should really form who we are and that overflows from that. And so that's
and God that's delights in that, it.
God delights in it. Yes.
Yep. You know, the psalm, there's the psalm that talks about offering a sacrifice of praise to God. Like, you know, back in the Old Testament, they would offer, you know, offerings and sacrifices as a pleasing aroma to God that he could delight in. And, you know, he said, that's okay, but what I want is a sacrifice of praise. And so that's something that still rings true today. God delights in our thanksgiving to him for all the wonderful things that he gives us and he does for us. And so it was just a good reminder of, you know, here's something I can give back for all the things that God gives me.
Yep.
You know, that oftentimes I ignore or take for granted. Like, here's just some small things I can do throughout my day is just to go to him in thankfulness, which he delights in.
Yep.
And so, and you know, I talked about that Saturday of setting an alarm on my phone and my watch.
Yep.
And that was just good. That was, I don't know how to describe it. And I really recommend to people to try it because it really truly does cultivate a heart of thanksgiving that carries over into the coming days. So what I did was I took my phone and I set an alert every hour to tell me to praise God for the very moment that I'm in and give him thanks for that very moment. And I just found myself all throughout the day in different moments, some good, some frustrating, but to come to him in thankfulness for that moment. And it turned the frustrating moments into good moments, like moments that I could say, okay, God's still working in this. And you know, how does he want me to work through this? And, you know, I use the example of my daughter lying to me and how my alarm went off in the midst of that. And I was frustrated, but yet God used it. Like, this is a teachable moment. Like, take joy in the fact that you are getting to teach your daughter the importance of always telling the truth. And I was able to have just a very fruitful conversation with her that probably if that alarm didn't go off, it wouldn't have been so fruitful.
Right.
And again, that alarm, and I think this is something I'm going to start doing once a month because it has carried over into the following days of doing that, of just seeing more opportunity to give thanks and making it more of a priority to give thanks to God throughout the day. So,
yep. Yeah.
It was good for me. And I highly recommend it to anyone that wants to try it.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. I know. I think it's impactful too to, you know, you just sharing your story too about how your alarm goes off, but it's not always in a place where you feel like giving thanks. And yet, you know, it's like, okay, even in the midst of this frustrating situation, there's something to be thankful for. And so finding that in the midst of it is just a good thing. So
scripture says, be thankful in all circumstances.
That's right. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
anything else?
That's good. You had mentioned too, I just have listed here in my notes, the benefits of gratitude and how even science shows that we have health benefits and mental health benefits, but physical health benefits also from gratitude and just how that plays a big deal even in our health. And so there's benefits for ourselves when we're thankful and so. Yeah.
You know, negativity is contagious, but positivity and gratitude is contagious as well.
Yep.
And so, you know, and we're called to be lights, right? We're called to go out and share the good news and share the love of Christ. And part of sharing the love is sharing a heart of gratitude.
Yep.
And it's contagious. So,
yeah.
I'm so thankful. One of the things I did was identify the people that serve in our church. Man, there's so many people that serve and they don't do it for recognition.
Yep.
They don't do it for the money, right? They don't do it for anything that they get in return other than the blessing of the obedience that, mm-hmm. you know, God bestows upon them. And man, I'm just so thankful for all the people that serve sacrificially in our church, because church wouldn't exist
right
without them. Yep. And, you know, people, I don't think people fully know or understand everything that goes on here. Mm-hmm. You know, I just walked in today. We have an A team that's setting up for the youth group that tears yep. down for the youth group. We've got the tech team that shows up early on Sundays, the worship team that shows up mm-hmm. early, coffee team, greeters, you know, and there's just so much that goes on. People that came and helped decorate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the ARC events, the people, I mean, there's just so much that goes on, and serving meals, I just mm-hmm. things just keep coming. I just need to move on, but
no, I'm just so thankful. There's all kinds of things. Yeah, absolutely.
Church only exists because people serve.
Yep. Yep. So. And the other thing I would just add to that is sometimes I feel like people don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. And so if they're wanting to get plugged in, and maybe you're listening today and you're like, I want to get plugged in. I want to serve, but I don't know where to start. And I think, you know, just contact the office and find out where is there a need, but then also just thinking about what do you enjoy? Yeah. You know, do you enjoy working with kids? Do you enjoy baking? Do you enjoy just showing up and moving? Like you mentioned, the A team, setting yeah. things up and all of those things. But, you know, there's just that place where when you are using your gifts and talents to serve others and it's benefiting others in the name of Jesus, that's a powerful combination. But sometimes we don't always necessarily know what that is. And so yeah. sometimes it is just jumping in and saying, hey, I'm here and I'm available.
Like, yeah.
let me know if there's a need and I'll yeah. do my best to step in. And so, yeah. Yeah.
And the reality, so here's the reality too. Like, I think a lot of people think, well, I'm not going to serve because there's plenty of other people to do
right.
that.
Yes.
But my response to that is if everybody had that attitude,
right.
There would be no ministries
yep.
available. There'd be no discipleship classes mm-hmm. available. There would be no church service being streamed out mm-hmm. on Sundays because nobody would be in the tech booth.
Yep.
I mean, so to rely and say that other people are going to do it, you know, that's not the right attitude to have. The attitude should be, wow, look at all these people serving. How can I be a part of that? How can I serve? Yep. How can I help, you know, use the gifts that God gave me mm-hmm. to serve the people and to ultimately bring others to know Christ.
Right. So, yep.
But no, good word on just get a hold of us if you yeah. want to plug in somehow. Yep. We can absolutely. help you do that. So
that's good. Well, should we talk about the message from Sunday?
Yes.
We talked about Thanksgiving a little bit.
And I've got my notes.
Thanksgiving Eve message and Sunday's message.
My notes. My wife took my notes for me.
Very
so
good.
I grabbed her
Thank
book.
Thank you, Trisha.
Yes. She's always taking care of me. I actually went. So Sunday I went and visited New Creation.
Yeah.
And,
good.
And saw some of the people that helped plant the church there.
Yep,
and
very good.
It was good to see our old friend Robbie preaching again. And,
yep.
And on fire for the Lord. Love That's Robbie. Good. So, but I listened to the message this morning actually from Steve and,
yeah.
and, hopefully my wife took accurate notes.
Oh my goodness. Way to go, Trisha. I know you did good.
she does. She takes way more notes than I do.
Oh.
Maybe there's three pages here. I mean,
that's a lot.
Yeah. How many do you have? You probably have five.
I do have a lot. I do have five, so it's okay. I write big. It's all right.
Yeah, right.
So we are in the Advent season,
yes.
and this is the first week of the Advent season. And part of what Steve talked about that is just that idea of Advent is that anticipation of Christ coming. And so as we look, we've been in scripture in the book of Luke, and that's where we're going to be for the Advent season. So if you're listening and you want some scripture reading to go along with Sunday mornings and where we're at, Luke is your place. So we're going to be in the book of Luke for a little while. And, but yeah, so as we look at Advent, you know, at Christmas, we celebrate that first coming of Jesus, but then we also anticipate his return. And so, that's also that part of Advent as well. And so this week we were in Luke 1 verses 1 through 25 with that. And Yeah.
Such a good
What do you contest. Have in your notes, Aaron? What stuck out to you?
Here's what I appreciated the context. Like Steve, yes. Steve gave us a lot of context yep. and history mm-hmm. About this period and this era and you know, how Luke was gathering his information, who Luke was as a physician,
yep.
and his details that he wrote with, his attention to detail, and the fact that he did a lot of research. He did a lot of talking and learning mm-hmm. Because he didn't have the first person account
right.
of being a disciple of Jesus, but he talked probably to a lot of people who did.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we get the book of Luke from. You know, characteristics of Luke, it stands the test of time. Mm-hmm. You know, he gave 5 points. It honors the inherited legacy, a mm-hmm. continuity. It recognizes the value and preservation, pays attention to details. Again, the perspective of a doctor or a physician, and honors the duty to welfare of others to mm-hmm. encourage with the truth. And Luke was trustworthy of truth, and it confirmed through the power of the Holy Spirit
yep.
Inside of him, and it matches up with the accounts of the other Gospels,
right?
So,
yeah, that's one thing too that you know, as you look at that introduction piece, that I think is interesting. So, you know, Steve talked about how the first 4 verses show his motivation in writing and those 5 points that you just pointed out. But then also in verse 4, you know, it talks about how he's writing this, an accurate account for you, most honorable Theophilus, mm-hmm. so that you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught. And I think, you know, just thinking about how it does work in tandem with all the other Gospels. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, Luke is concerned with making sure everything is accurate and with the details of everything. But really, it's because he wants the truth to be told and known. And yeah. so I think that's just a good thing, you know, as yep. we see he's written Luke and then he wrote Acts also. And, yep. and we see the accounts throughout the book of Luke and Acts. And, but it's kind of that piece of truth and mm-hmm. what is truth. And we can find the truth in God's word. So,
yeah. And you know, he went back into Malachi.
Yep.
Talked about Malachi. And you know, he talked about the miracle of John the Baptist being born, which is, you know, starts in verse 5, talking about Zechariah and Elizabeth and the fact that, you know, they were at that point, you know, Steve talked about probably in his 50s, you
right.
know, the
yes.
old.
Right.
Old, he according
says Luke
to
describes
Luke.
Him as very old.
and Steve, you know, he said, as being a person in my 50s, Luke would describe right. me as very old. But, you know, this idea that Zechariah and Elizabeth were at this age where, you know, they weren't supposed to have kids.
Right.
Like, physically unable to have kids.
Right.
And people didn't believe it either. Mm-hmm. And yet Zechariah has this encounter in the temple. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Steve talked about, you know, what was the purpose of going into the temple? The fact they had to tie a rope around mm-hmm. his ankle. They drew lots for Zechariah to even be able to go into the temple, you know, into the holiest of holies, and how, you know, people would die mm-hmm. in the presence of God and you know, the rope so they could drag
him out.
Right.
Yep.
And yet Zechariah has this encounter with an angel and he comes out, he can't speak,
mm-hmm.
you know, and nobody believes that his wife is going to be or is pregnant. And here's this beginning of miracles that takes place. And it's interesting too, because Mary's pregnancy with Jesus was a miracle too.
Right.
And, you know, there is distinction between it. And Steve talked about that. John the Baptist was filled mm-hmm. with the Holy Spirit immediately after conception, whereas Jesus was conceived mm-hmm. by the Holy Spirit, which right. is two different things. But I also, you know, when Steve said that too, just this immediate thought of life beginning at conception, and the fact that the Holy Spirit immediately after that happened filled that embryo with the Holy Spirit. And so, yeah. Got anything to add about that?
Well, I think I would just to kind of go back and point out a few things from what you said. No, that's, it's good. But, so just that idea too, that Luke does a good job of painting the picture of how Zachariah and Elizabeth's situation was impossible. And so that was kind of one of the points too, that, that we landed on towards the end of the message, was just that idea that impossibility sets the stage for God to do his greatest work.
Yes.
And so I think as we think about in our own lives too, what feels impossible. And, you know, I think as I look back in my own life, I've had situations where I have literally like talked to God and felt like I'm crying out to God just in this place of, God, if this is going to happen, it's going to take you moving mountains. And so I don't know from my perspective how this could ever happen. Like, I feel like you're leading in this direction. I feel like this is your will. I feel like this is where you're moving, but I cannot see or make sense of how that is going to happen. And a lot of times too, I think those situations involve other people. Like, we can't control other people. We don't want to manipulate. We don't want to do all these things. And so we have to just release it to God and trust that we are being obedient and we're doing what we're supposed to do. And in the midst of that, God is going to do his work also. Yeah. And so I think that we just really see that stage set with Zachariah and Elizabeth of, it's literally an impossible situation. Like, you know, Luke's a doctor. He very much paints the picture that this is an impossible thing to happen without the intervention of God.
Right.
And so as we think about that too, I think, you know, there's just that, is there a work that God wants to do in us that we have maybe lost hope in? And, you know, how can we, as we talk about thankfulness with Thanksgiving, and how can we still be thankful or still have hope in the midst of a situation that feels hopeless to us?
I think for a lot of people, you know, as you sit there and say that, the immediate thought that comes to mind is for people to know Christ.
Right.
And you know, God lays people on our heart where they are so far gone or lost. You're just like, Lord, there's no hope for them, but yet we should continue to pray for them. And again, nothing is impossible for God. So, you know, Steve's been talking about falling on our knees, like praying on our knees, get on our knees and pray for people and watch God, you know, provide hope for the hopeless, to bring the lost, you know, and man, I just think about there's so many testimonies out there about people that are in such a dark place and God meets them. And part of that process is other people praying for them. But, you know, there's nothing too impossible for God, because, like, you know, I think about, like, this is totally a just a generic idea, but like bench pressing, what we would see is like bench pressing a dump truck. Like, it's impossible for us. Like, God could do that just by breathing on
right.
it. I mean, so there is nothing that is impossible for God to do. And so just to be, continue to pray, continue to seek, keep knocking at the door.
Right.
Eventually it'll be opened. Right. And so,
yeah. So, and I think too, you know, as we move through this account of Zachariah and Elizabeth, and then one of the things that we talked about too in the message on Sunday was how, and you mentioned this too, but Zachariah went into the temple, went into the holiest of holies, and you know, Steve kind of set the stage of, if there's anywhere where you would expect God to show up, wouldn't it be here, right? Yeah. And, you know, it's like when you think about his lineage and just where he's at and all of those things, it's like, well, yeah, that would totally make sense. And yet he was surprised and he was fearful mm-hmm. when the angel showed up. And but then also, you know, we talked about kind of that failure of faith on his part and just how he's like, well, how's that even going to happen? And
yeah.
how, you know, how it does and how, but that the angel responds, he says, I am Gabriel. I stand in the very presence of God. It was he who sent me to bring you this good news. But now since you didn't believe what I said, you'll be silent and unable to speak until the child's born. And so, so we don't always get it right,
right,
you know? And so there's that picture of, yes, the impossible, God can do the impossible and we need to be filled with faith. But we see too in Zechariah that he has that failure of faith. But then I think one thing that just stuck out to me from the message was how Steve talked about too, how, but he had to get back up. And he even in that moment of doubt, that later it compelled him forward because ultimately John the Baptist would be born and he would be Zechariah's son and he would need his father to show him the way mm-hmm. and to teach him and to bring him up. And right. and so he couldn't just dwell in that, like, well, I've just totally got that wrong. And, you know,
yeah.
And so ultimately I think that those moments of, oh, you know, I really missed the mark on that one or whatever, that there's just grace in those moments, but that those moments can compel us and can ultimately build our faith
yeah.
and drive us closer to God. Because be like, well, I know what that felt like and I don't want to go back there. So I'm going to mm-hmm. do what God's calling me to do and
yep.
have faith in the midst of it. So I think ultimately, even in the moment, if it feels like, oh, I really missed that one, that it can ultimately drive our faith forward.
Yeah.
So
I think too, as you sit there and you talk about, you know, the angel appearing, I think I was at a point in my life at one time is like, I'm seeking answers from God. And I'm like, Lord, just, you know, I feel like he gives me an answer in my heart, but Lord, I need to hear your voice directly. I, you know, right. send an angel to tell me directly. Well, that happened,
right?
And there was still doubt. Right. So it's like, I don't need that.
How can I be sure?
Right, right.
It's like, I'm Gabriel, is Dan in the presence of God.
Right. And, you know, they talk about angels, just big, powerful, massive right. creature. Like,
yep.
Like, you should probably listen to what he's saying.
Right. Yep.
But no, the Chuck Swindoll ideas, you know, the impossibility sets the stage for God to do his greatest work.
Yep.
You know, you covered that, but God's timing is yep. always right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is slow to carry out his plan. You know, Steve brought up, we want a microwave.
Yep.
But God's a slow cooker.
That's right.
And, you know, I feel like I've been through this and still am in this period in my life where I'm trying to get an answer. Like, God, what are you doing? Where are you moving? Mm-hmm. Like, I want an answer, but he's like, no,
mm-hmm.
you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
And I'll give you the answer when the time is right.
Yep.
And so sometimes we're in this time of waiting
mm-hmm.
and just, Steve calls it being active in the waiting.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, I think too, the idea that we want an answer now is exacerbated by the technological world that we live
right.
in today.
Absolutely.
Like, I can go to Google and get an answer.
Right.
Right on my phone in a matter of seconds, whereas it used to be, you'd have to go to the library. I mean, it would at least take hours, and now we're down to seconds.
Right.
You know, and
Amazon Prime delivery used to be 2 days, and now it's taking longer, and it's really frustrating.
And I'm upset, and I canceled it. I canceled it because it was taking 4 days instead of two.
Just saying. We lack patience.
Right. We so do. But again, it's technology and like convenience, and it's almost right. this expectation that we have that we need everything.
Right.
Now.
And it's really very self-serving. Like,
it is. It so is.
Yeah.
It so is. And then the third point, or the third idea is whenever God intervenes, it is for his glory
mm-hmm.
and our good.
Yep.
And
so you know, God gets the glory, but we get the blessing.
Yeah. And that's
which is where we need to be thankful.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, as we serve or we act in obedience, we get that blessing of that feeling of joy and peace, knowing we're doing exactly what God has called us to do.
Yep.
But any praise should be redirected to God.
Absolutely.
And you know that, and Steve, I've seen Steve do it, but when people say, you know, oh, the message was so good, it's like, well, praise God, because it was all him, you know, speaking through us and, you know, the preparation that he did in our hearts to deliver the message. And so it is for God's glory.
That's good.
So
that's good.
Anything else?
Those are the big points that I had. So yeah,
those are the big points Trisha wrote down.
That's good. Good job, Trisha. You did great.
Oh,
way to take good notes, Trisha.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good.
Good deal.
Yes. So we'll be, like I said, we'll be continuing to work through the book of Luke. And so if you're looking for some Bible reading for your own quiet time, be reading in Luke. That's where we'll be on Sunday mornings. So
on. Do you want to go through the Christmas code? Should we do a devotional this morning?
We can.
Let's do it. So we got the second portion of the podcast, or is this like the third or fourth?
We might have added a portion. I don't know. We talked about Thanksgiving. We talked about the message. Here's the devotional.
The next portion.
Yes, that's right. So we are going through the Christmas code devotional, and this is a devotional that we had available on Sunday. And if you did not have a chance to pick one up, you can stop in the office and pick one up. They're still in some baskets in the worship center. It did start December 1, which is today, so you're not too late. You could pick it up on this part of the podcast. That's right.
Or you can pick one up Sunday and catch up.
You can pick one up on Sunday and you can catch up, yes. But it just gives a daily devotional for each day of December. And so we're going to be going through this together just as a church with whoever wants to pick one up is welcome to. And we had those available. So, yeah.
Let's do December 1st.
All right. So December 1st, the title is Roots, a Christmas Gift. So the scripture is based off of Matthew 1, verses 1 and 16, the book of genealogy of Jesus Christ. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. And then the devotional reads, there's no one like you. You are unique. No one has a fingerprint like yours, a DNA that exactly matches yours. Roots are important, and not just to plants. Your DNA shows what proclivities you may have regarding disease, intellect, temperament, and so much more. There are 47 names listed in Matthew 1, most unpronounceable. Some are great, some not so great. From paupers to princes, shepherds to slaves, kings to harlots, spanning 21 centuries of human experience, the list ends in a stable on a starlit night with one name that is above every other name, Jesus. The family tree of our Lord does not end with his ancestors, because his descendants, you and I, have been born again into his family forever. And then it has a code word every day. So the code word for December 1 is roots. And it asks, this is a good question. Can you tell me the name of your great grandfather? Can you tell me the name of your great grandfather? Ooh, look how long it's taking him to think.
Nope.
Or anything about his life. Chances are your own children's grandchildren will not even know your name. What really matters is this: are your true roots in Jesus's family tree? And then it gives a prayer and says, Lord, may I be more concerned this season about being on your list than on any other Christmas invitation list. In Jesus' name, amen. So that's the devotional for today.
Yeah. That's good.
I think it gives some good thought-provoking things.
You know, I think about, so a number of years ago, I went on Ancestry.com and kind of looked back at the history of my family, and there's some information that's been passed down throughout the years. But, you know, I had a family member that was actually a pastor in like the late 1700s, early 1800s, somewhere around there on the East Coast. And, you know, how he had a ripple effect and an effect in our family, I don't know. But I gotta believe, you know, his decision to follow Christ, you know, made a difference. And I just think about all the different family members throughout history, and yet here I am right now, here today, as an adopted child of God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somehow, some way, all of them played a part in that. And, you know, God used them in some way, shape, or form to get me where I'm at today. And I'm just so thankful for his plan. Yep. And his goodness, his grace, and his mercy to have me exactly where I'm at today. And yeah, and my hope is that by my pursuit of Christ that I'm going to have a ripple effect on generations mm-hmm. to come from my own family. And, you know, one of my most common prayers is for the saving faith of my children
mm-hmm.
and for me and my wife to be that example for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, we want Christ's influence in the lives of our children, grandchildren, great grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And we really want our descendants to be warriors for the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And we know we get to play a part in that.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
It's just cool to think about.
It is. It is. Yeah. No, I think that's a good devotional for the day and puts things in perspective.
Yeah.
Makes us think about what's really important. And it is that relationship with Jesus and letting that overflow from our lives. And that affects our family and those around us. And so I know one thing they talk about in the parenting class that we offer also is that it's not about perfect parenting. It's about parenting with an eternal perspective. So it is good. And I think that just helps me remember that I don't have to always get it right because I'm not going to get it right. But in the midst of all those times that I get it wrong, I just hope that my kids see those times of circling back around and asking for forgiveness or offering mm-hmm. forgiveness and grace that's offered. And that in the midst of even the hard things of life, that they see how God is working and moving in the midst of all of that. And so...
Yeah, and even that's as you good. Sit there and talk, you know, you talk about how everybody is created differently with different fingerprints, different DNA. Yep. Like, there's differences in all of us, but that's what makes up the church.
Absolutely.
Right? They talk about the body of the church. Like, if I'm a hand, you know, I shouldn't desire to be a foot. Somebody else has been given the gifts to be the foot. So it's just this picture of all these people coming into the church with different giftings, different personalities, and we all make up the body of Christ.
Yep. And so, every part is needed.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yep. And there's no part that's useless.
That's right.
Unless maybe you're a gallbladder, because a gallbladder is useless, right? They can take it out. They don't need it.
Thanks for that, Aaron.
Don't be a gallbladder.
Don't be a gallbladder. Bye. On that note,
a little piece
you
of wisdom
can there. Pick up your Advent devotional in the office.
Yeah.
Or outside at church on Sunday.
Yep.
Do a little catch-up reading. So we have those available and would love to give those to you. So,
well, good deal.
Yeah, very good. So
Announcements.
Yes.
That's a great looking bulletin you got there.
Isn't it? I know. I even added.
Hold on.
I added something.
Wait.
Oh, this one. Sorry, I did bring both bulletins. He was talking about this. He was referring to, I called it word art when I did announcements for the Thanksgiving service. Apparently, it's called a wordle.
Wordle or a word cloud, yeah.
Much more fun to say that it's a wordle and not word art.
You know, word art kind of makes me feel artistic.
It should.
So thanks for that.
I know. You could totally take this and frame it, and I think it's great.
It's completely computer generated. Yep. I did nothing but enter in words, but you know.
But it's.
But how cool is that, though?
It's
that
everything people are thankful for.
Yeah, but
so.
Jesus, and I pointed this out in the message, like Jesus is the foundation.
I know. You did
everything
point that out.
Everything else
that
rests
was so
upon
cool.
him.
Yep.
And that was completely by chance.
Yep.
Or perhaps
by chance.
By sovereignty.
Maybe it was God's sovereignty. Before the foundations of the world, God knew he was going to put Jesus at the base of the cross of our wordle.
Yes. Yes. And that, you know, there's a few words in there that
Jen is rolling her eyes at us and that he created a wordle.
I just want to point out that somebody was thankful for my stinky office. It's in there.
I don't think that was on there.
It's in there.
I don't
Let me
think
see it.
So.
I'll point
no,
it out.
I gotta I don't think that's on there. All right. Oh, it is. Jen, I believe Jen.
You don't believe me, but you believe Jen.
Yeah, here, you can find it. And I'll do the other announcements. Right there, how about what? That was so fast. Right above where?
Diagonal, right above God.
Oh, it does. Aaron's smelly office. That's literally what it says.
Well, somebody submitted they were thankful for it.
You know.
So I put it in there.
If Aaron didn't have his smelly towel in his smelly office, then we couldn't give him a hard time. And what fun would that be?
I'm really, all kinds of fun for you guys.
That's what Christmas tree ornament would you have gotten?
You know what?
If that
I'm was just
not.
Glad I'm a person of thick skin. Because a normal person that came on staff here that received the kind of abuse I do.
Oh, stop it.
Would quit.
Stop
would quit
it.
After a week. But, but
we,
I persevered just to give you guys joy.
That the comment was made yesterday that Steve was the star on top of the tree. And he's like, that's not a star. That's a snowflake. Okay. He would like us to point out right now that he was the bottle of hot sauce.
He was the bottle of hot sauce.
That's what he was. So there was that. Anyway.
Anyway, moving on.
Anything
to
else you want to point out about the Wordle?
Family, friends, and God.
Yeah, those were probably the top ones.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, they were the top ones.
Family, friends, and God were the top ones.
And God would have been the top one had I included Jesus, Holy Spirit, all the Trinity together,
everything in there. Yep.
Our you know what? Our congregation has got it right.
That's right. We have pretty
well
amazing
done.
People. So it's good. All right. So announcements. It's Wednesday. We always talk about this on Wednesday. And we have our youth tonight. So middle school, 7th and 8th grade, and high school youth group. And we have a meal at 6 o'clock for the middle school group and 6:30 for high school. And a special guest speaker coming in for high school tonight, too. Ooh. So that will be a great night.
It was good to see them at the Thanksgiving Eve service.
Yes, our middle school and our high schoolers, they had some pizza beforehand and came over to the Thanksgiving service and sat together, and so that was great.
The next generation
That's right. That's
thank
good.
You to the leaders and people building them up.
Absolutely. We have great leaders. So,
amen.
And then Saturday, this week, Saturday, December 4th. Can you believe it's December already?
I can.
Oh, I'm sure that you can.
It's
so
beginning
Saturday,
to look a lot like Christmas.
There we go. Did you hear
everywhere we go.
Sorry.
<Do-do-do-do-do-do>.
All right, so
sorry.
Saturday, December
Steve's not here.
4th,
somebody had to sing.
And you know what? Let's just admit that it is better you than me. So I don't know.
Should I take offense to that? Or
no,
was that a dig at me or her?
I am a terrible singer. I am awful. You do not want to hear me sing. Like, it's especially bad.
I think
but I do,
episode 150, we'll do a
trio. I do
trio.
Like to sing. I sing in worship all the time because the music is up loud enough. And so...
Do you sing in your car by yourself?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Hmm. Are you singing in the car?
Sorry. I sing with the radio. Maybe something else. I don't know. You're like, I sing with the radio.
We'll have Todd record you sometime.
Yeah, I'm not a good singer. All right. So Saturday, December 4th is our church-wide potluck.
Yeah.
And so it's a potluck for our church, but it's also an outreach and an invitation for people to come to that.
It's awesome.
And so it's going to be from 4:30 to 6:30. So everyone is invited. We want it to be a time of fellowship for people within our church. But then, like I said, also, if you know people who are needing a meal or interested in joining, invite them in. We would love for them to join us.
So here's the seek and invite part, right?
Yes.
Of our mission.
Yep.
Here's an opportunity for us to do that.
And when they get here, you should welcome them.
Yes.
Seek, invite, and welcome people.
Seek, invite, and welcome.
Are you
going to
be here, Aaron?
I don't know. Am I going to be here, Trisha? Oh,
Trisha did
you
take
your
notes for you today.
I was
she apparently
about
did not
week.
Add that in your notes.
Hold on, let me look at our calendar.
Oh my goodness! Anyway, we're gonna move on while Aaron.
It's
checks
on the calendar. We're coming.
Kay.
We're coming.
Very
what are you
good.
Making, Marcy?
I don't know. I honestly haven't even thought ahead to Friday. So or Thursday.
Are you actually
gonna
make
Thursday.
Something, or are you gonna just like buy it at the store and just bring it?
let's go back to the beginning of this podcast where we talked about, I don't even have Christmas lights up right now because my house is a disaster.
Does your oven work?
Yes, I'm just asking. My oven works, but do you know what is coating my whole oven? Well, not right now because I did clean it.
Dust.
Yes, sawdust. It was. It was sawdust that was coating my oven. And so I did have to clean that. Nathan did go to drink a glass of water the other day and he was like, all of our glasses have dust in them. And I'm like, you know, I washed it. You just need to rewash it before you drink
from it. A little fiber for you, son.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, it was in the cupboard.
Well, you know what, Marcy? When you make stuff, when you make stuff, it's good.
Sometimes.
Most of the time. I am thankful for the baked goods that you bring into the office.
You know, when Todd makes things, then it's good.
That's true.
You know that if Todd made it, that it's going to be good.
Todd does a good job.
He enjoys not making like the day-to-day stuff, but like good stuff.
Yeah, we witnessed that when we saw a cider press at your house. He made fresh apple cider.
He does, yeah.
And it was...
I
had to go buy pantyhose to put the apples in because the netting broke.
That's right. So you have the cider press and you use pantyhose. And then when it presses it, it presses the juice
out and it keeps all the skin and everything.
Yep, it keeps all the other stuff in the pantyhose. So that's exactly how it works. But he wanted that cider press for a long time. And finally, one year he got it for Christmas and he was so excited.
And it was good.
And it is good.
Yes. I'm thankful for Todd's cider press.
That's right. And pantyhose. So there's that. Anyway, if we have any listeners left, we have the congregational meeting on Sunday. Sunday after the 11 o'clock service. We are going to be having a congregational meeting, and we sent out an email a few weeks ago to members, and we just have some denominational updates. We will be taking a vote, so if you are a member of the Way, we'll have an opportunity for you to vote on some things that are coming up within the denomination and how our church will be interacting with that. And if you're wanting more details, you can contact the office, and we'll send you the email that we sent out. Also, probably, 2 weeks ago, Steve talked about it on the podcast quite a bit. It was the Wednesday of Thanksgiving, but the Wednesday before.
Episode
103. Mm-hmm. Very good. So you could go back to episode 103 if you're wondering.
It's not on Facebook. It's on our podcast.
It is not on Facebook. It is on the podcast.
Not the Facebook.
You can go back and find episode 103 to find out more information about everything going on within the denomination and where we're at with all of that. But the meeting will be this Sunday, December 5, after the 11 o'clock service. And so you should mark your calendar and you should come to that. Mm-hmm. So then the other announcements that I have, pick up your Christmas devotional. And we have a membership class coming up Wednesday, December 29. So I know that feels like it's a long ways out there, but it will be here sooner rather than later. So if you are interested in being a member at The Way or even just knowing more about The Way, we would love for you to join us. So that is Wednesday, December 29 from 6 to 8. And then we have Celebration Sunday coming up January 9, which also probably feels like a long ways away, but it's not. So
I got to put that on my calendar because
you should put that on your calendar.
Helping Steve baptize
people. That would be great. So if you are interested in being baptized or you know somebody who's interested in being baptized, you're interested in having a child baptized or receiving a blessing, or you want to do a profession of faith, we would love to talk to you. So you can go to our website or you can contact the office and we will be in contact with you. So the last thing is that we just found out this week, too, our 45 to 55-year-old spa group is meeting on December 11 at 6 o'clock at the Baxter Church of the Way, and they are going to be doing a Christmas party. It's a potluck for anybody within that age group who is interested in joining them, and they are having a white elephant gift exchange for $10 to $20 per person. So if you are 45 to 55...
I'm not.
Nope, you're not.
Neither are you.
I'm not either.
Nobody in this room
is. I would
is.
Say that you will be soon, but that would also indicate that I will be soon. But you will be sooner than I am, but not by much. Men's ministry starts a new sermon. Men's ministry starts a new series this week.
What's it?
The Bible Doesn't Say That is the new series. So they would love for you to join them on Thursdays as well. So very good.
Good, good, good. Anything you want to close with? Any, I don't know. parting comments, parting digs.
Digs? Aaron, again, what are you indicating?
I have very thick skin. I have very thick skin.
I don't know what you're talking about, Aaron.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? It was a great Thanksgiving.
It was.
I'm so thankful for our church, our congregation.
Steve on a stick never came over.
No,
sorry,
you
I
didn't.
Totally just interrupted you. Yeah. Steve on a stick never came over.
It's the story of my life. Aaron's talking and everybody just interrupts and says what they want to say. Because nobody's listening anyway, so.
We are. You were talking about Thanksgiving. Sorry. Thanksgiving was great. We are very thankful. Sorry.
Yeah. Squirrel! Sorry.
Shoot.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, if you want to or you feel like you get anything out of this, you can join us next week for episode 106. Steve will be back, so it may be a little more less chaotic, a little more
a little less
ma, Marcy Aaron. A little less mama and a little more mass. Or Sam.
This would be a good time to say we hope you have a great week.
That's it for episode 105. Thanks for joining us.